Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Karen, thank you very much. And a little more on the weather now, because those yellow ice warnings are in place. Forecasters say conditions will improve, though, over the next few days. Let's get more on this now from Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather. Alan, we are expecting a thaw in the weather, but it'll be slow, will it?
Yes, Claire, it will be slow and gradual, especially where the very deep snow is. Now, temperatures are already getting up to 8 degrees at Shercan Island on the south coast, but it's still -4 degrees in RD and -5 degrees in Donegal. So that warmer air is trying to come up, but it is going to be a slow process.
Mm-hmm. And of course, for the places that have the compacted snow, which has been frozen now over many days, it's going to take more than a 24-hour period for that to dissipate.
It is indeed. And there has been some fresh snowfall this morning as well in parts of Clare and Galway, Limerick and Tipperary as well. Now, there is still some sleet and rain falling, but even where that's falling on that slush, it's kind of freezing on impact rather than washing it away. Now, we don't want a quick thaw, to be honest with you, Claire, because we would have flooding problems with the amount of snow, especially in the areas that are worse impacted, the amount of snow. So there will be a thaw in the south of the country that could cause some localised flooding, but generally it's going to be a slow thaw through the weekend. But by Sunday, temperatures will be back up into double digits, 10 degrees. And by Tuesday, we could actually hit 14 degrees. So once we get to Sunday, the thaw will speed up.
Right. So there's a big change on the way. Alan, thank you so much. Alan there from Carlow Weather. We're also joined on the line by Anne Graves. Hello, Anne.
Hi, Claire. Thanks for having me.
Lovely to have you with us. And we wanted to talk to you because your brothers, Tom, John and William, are up in the Galtees right now. They're farmers, sheep farmers, and they're out rescuing their sheep.
Yes, they're out rescuing their sheep since last Sunday evening, along with their neighbouring hill sheep farmers, where basically the sheep got, they went into the hollows for safety and for shade, and the wind blew and it covered them.
Mm-hmm.
And so the boys are out there since last Sunday.
Well, listen, you have an extraordinary video of this, which we will send out now as well online, which shows the work that they are doing up there with the dogs. But we looked at it this morning and we thought, do the sheep voluntarily put themselves into this situation? But you've just explained there that the sheep will seek out shelter and then they get stuck when the snow falls. Is that what happens?
That's exactly what happened, yeah. That's exactly what happened. They went in for shade and the wind blew the snow on top of them. And so there's probably 5, 10, probably 15 feet of snow on top of them now.
My goodness. And how, yeah. I mean, they survive in there, but they've been in there for days then.
They've been in there since last Sunday, yeah. So they have been, and as my brothers and my nephew and all the sheep farmers and the Galtees are walking, just trying to find them with their dogs. They might see, say, one their heads sticking up, and when they rescue that particular sheep, there's probably 5 more underneath them.
And they're in there, they've created this little safe space for themselves.
Yes, because they keep them warm. They're actually warm in there together. They're warm in there together, but it's just the, yeah.
So, and the dogs then, are the dogs identifying where they are by sight, or can
they're
the dogs smell them?
They're identifying by smell. And they're identifying them. And because my brothers have walked on top of the sheep, so as obviously the sheep have been underneath the snow. And then the dogs start scraping the snow and start sniffing and barking. And then my brothers and my nephew, they go digging, mm-hmm. and they find them.
And that lovely video that you've put up, we can see the sheep being pulled out, and it all looks like great news. But sadly, there are many that have died too in this.
There will be a lot of losses, yes. They won't know the count or anything like that until possibly next week when the thaw will come. And they're hoping for a natural thaw, not a quick thaw, because like with rain or anything like that, because then that's when landslides will start, and there'll be probably more losses then.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
what Alan was saying to us as well, you know, not a quick thaw, because that's going to bring with it its own problems, right?
Yes. Lots of problems, yeah, lots more problems. So, and they don't want that.
So, Anne, this is, I mean, I know this is a very rare occurrence, but like for sheep farmers, this is really tricky, because you're already, you have these, your brothers have these losses that you're going to have to deal with, and there could be more to come.
Yes. And like they have to take, when they take the sheep out from the snow, they can't, some of them sheep can't stand, and they can't, they're traumatised and things like that. So my brothers and my other farmers, they have to come and put them on their back and take them off the Galtees to waiting quads to take them down then to my mum is at home and she's the last week nursing these sheep and trying to get them all back to full health and hoping that they will be okay.
And do you remember anything like this happening before?
I personally don't remember, but my mum would have said the 1963 route would have been severe. And but their only hope is that time my mum, they had a sheep stuck in the snow, under the snow for 15 days and she survived.
So they're 15 days?
15 days that time, yeah.
Isn't that extraordinary? You're in Limerick yourself, haven't you? I mean, Limerick has
been in Limerick,
badly
hit.
Limerick
badly hit. Like, it's like at the moment, I'm actually down by the hours myself and we're completely snowed in here at the moment still.
You haven't been able to get out?
Since last Saturday, no.
What about power and water and all of that?
We were out of it. It was very bad down around here and for days again, no power, no water. And don't know, heating and things like that. But all after coming back there in the last few days.
But how were you able to manage with none of those services, especially the heat?
The heat, we just, we had in one particular room, we had a stove, so we were to light that and things like that, so we can heat that and just lots of blankets and just extra clothing and things like that.
And did you have enough food in the house, Anna, or was anybody able to get to you?
We got in some food. We had a lot of food in, and then if anyone... the neighbours and things that I had jeeps and all that, and they come and they go to the shop and then they'd give us food, they'd bring food to us.
Right, well, I'd say you can't wait for the thaw to come.
No, can't wait, but like that, we want a natural thaw. We don't want the fast thaw.
You need it to be slow and gradual so that there is no flooding. Well, Anne, thanks very much for talking to us and we wish your brothers well. We'll send out the video again. I know that Alan O'Reilly put it out this morning and there was a great reaction to it, and we will put it up again on Instagram. Anne Graves, whose brothers Tom, John and William Cunningham are out there in the Galtees. There are probably lots of other farmers like them in badly hit areas of the country trying to pull the sheep out from those snowdrifts this morning. Tough work. Thank you very much, Anne there and Alan O'Reilly. Back after this break.